Socialist candidate Francesca Hong sidesteps answering why AOC and Bernie Sanders have not endorsed her. By Hannah Knudsen on August 11, 2026. Wisconsin Socialist gubernatorial candidate Francesca Hong sidestepped questions on why Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, have yet to endorse her. When asked by a reporter why AOC and Sanders have not endorsed her, Hong did not directly answer the question, instead expressing her admiration for both of the far-left lawmakers. "I have so much respect for the senator and the congresswoman, and they are working tirelessly to make sure that we can flip Congress and the Senate and get Democrats' wins in the midterms. I look forward to conversations with them about that, too," she said. When asked if she thinks their lack of endorsement suggests they do not believe she can win a battleground state, Hong claimed that her election was a bit different, as it is not federal. "You know, a gubernatorial race is different from federal elections. And I think that we are focused on making sure to reach every single voter that we can up until those polls close. And that's what we're focusing on right now," she said, failing to truly answer the question yet again. Watch. The lack of endorsements come as rumors swirl that Democrats are trying to distance themselves from the radically left contingent that has taken hold of their party while the midterms swiftly approach. Politico, for instance, reports that establishment Democrats in Wisconsin are unleashing an all-out, last-ditch effort to stop her in the primary. Yet, a recent State Navigate poll revealed that she is leading in the polls by double-digit support. Hong has made waves with her radical positions, particularly her disdain for traditional American holidays, once calling to cancel Thanksgiving altogether. As Breitbart News detailed. In one X post from 2019, Hong laments, "IT bro who was working on our computer remotely changed the background theme to snow and Christmas trees. I feel slightly attacked." In a now-deleted social media post penned in 2020, Hong called for the complete cancellation of the beloved American holiday of Thanksgiving. "I miss working in a restaurant every day. Except on V-Day," she complained in a February 14, 2022, post. "As if we weren't invisible enough to those who don't recognize the emotional and physical labor of service work. The worst of humanity comes out from folks celebrating on another day capitalism tells you how to show love." She also once said she left a Culver's fast food restaurant after almost experiencing an anxiety attack due to 2 sick, many old white people in the restaurant who, she claimed, didn't think we spoke English, sick. "I ate 2 bites of my kid's cheeseburger at a Culver's in Black River Falls, sick, and told him they ran out of ice cream. Mostly just wanted to leave BC. I was on the verge of an anxiety attack," she said in a 2019 post on X. These posts come as Ocasio-Cortez attempts to save face for her party nationally, dismissing Hong's past positions and quoting another who said, "Woke one was crazy, despite AOC spearheading the woke movement. Well, you know, I think that during this time and during, especially during COVID, there was a huge opening of the Overton window," she said. "We were shut down. There was some of the highest unemployment rates that we have seen because of those shutdowns. And I think that the doors were really open in trying to entertain any and every policy that was going to get us to a better place," she said when asked about some of Democrats' recent radical positions, like abolishing the police. "And I'm grateful that these candidates have the opportunity to present who they are to their electorate and what they're campaigning on in this moment," she added.